Maybe you knew me back when I was flag waving and gang banging from yours to my hood, driving my mama up a wall like it was all good. If it was fighting involved, didn't hesitate to fall through it. Maybe you knew me as YG Ripper, when me and Jay Dunn would beef on you just a little. But we knew we had to fiddle with, we were not happy. Innocence had the upper hand cause we were literate. Yet idiots would step up and get they dumb butts bodied on microphones. I earned my stripes cause I was nice, was hype when I was writing on the pad. But if I had to fight, then I could get my Viking on. I supply the cake and Jay Dunn would slap the icing on. I just so happened to be rapping since the age of 10, like a guy giving talent, probably back to praising him. Can't pretend I'm new to this stuff cause I've been doing this, bruh. Don't be a fool, get ripped. Cruising for bruises, mister. Wait, maybe you knew me back when I was grooving. Me and the Gear Squad put on for that Dallas Boogie. And I had cameo up after cameo. The biggest one being that Teach Me How to Dougie video. Maybe you knew me from college when I was running those track meets. And I was actually a decent enough athlete to break a couple school records. I'm proud of that joint. I came a long way from gangbanging up to that point. Maybe you know me from my YouTube and all those vocal covers and music ventures I used to. Or maybe you know me talking politics, talking AnCap, libertarianism, all of it. But last, maybe you know me from my old band, not Leviathan, the gods I let fire from. Not acting like the higher form to hold the punch I had to be. But now I'm in position to answer what you've been asking me. We parted ways cause I didn't think we had foundation laid. They wanted to tour just to do it, which was stupid. So I was not about that and I wouldn't allow that. Cause I happened to grow up broken, I went going back to that. And that's the facts, we left on good terms, yeah. But Tank, I would surely learn for the worst it took a turn. Cause the fools tried to replace me with some dude that would favor me. I hate to be that guy, but these lame babies shouldn't play with me. And they ain't even try to hide it, you and I know. The first song they tried to drop was a song that I wrote. I recorded before I left and that was just a sin to me. They got some whack hack to try as hard as just to mimic me. Copy appearance to the mannerism, still let them make it till I heard these weak misses with sneak dissing. Got a lot of balls in it, but I would have no part of it. Face the fact, it's the opposite of what an artist is. You are factory made and you gotta go to the grave with that, bro. High side and act though, originality is what you lack. So tell your kids that all your career's based on a piggyback though. Are we mad cause they got signed and backwards didn't? Shut up fool, you must be an idiot. Oblivious, don't make a fool out yourself cause you not real. Over the past year, we done passed like 5 deals. And now we in a situation that is helping me. We own our own publishing and this is still a self-release. And Backwards is a brand which was hard to get. We done signed a deal, we was looking for a partnership. Now we got a team and it's our business. I say if you with it, then you with it. The number of viewers can be at 20 million or a lot less, but we ain't sell our soul in the process. I'll take that.
I done said what I had to say, so let's get back to being great.